Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. On the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president, Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with a goal of progress through unity. He addressed a crowd Wednesday on his return from exile, a day after the resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe fired him.
I also wish to mention the manner in which the Speaker of Parliament handled the process. He was under tremendous pressure from the powers that were at the time, but he stood his constitutional rights.
Zimbabwe's parliament speaker says that Mnangagwa will be sworn in as the country's new president on Friday. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State targeting Muslim Rohingya qualifies as ethnic cleansing. Where is Grace Lee with more?
With no clear end to the Rohingya Muslim crisis in sight, the U.S. is stepping up its rhetoric against Myanmar. On Wednesday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson used the term ethnic cleansing to describe the military operation against the Muslim minority, something he didn't do at a news conference alongside leader Aung San Suu Kyi in Myanmar last week. Tillerson says those responsible for alleged abuses need to be held accountable, and the U.S. could follow up with targeted sanctions. Washington is upping its rhetoric in part to pressurize Myanmar's leaders into dealing with the crisis, though analysts say it's likely to create more distrust between the two countries and push Myanmar closer to China and Russia.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington. This is VOA News.